Then he spoke. I agree to go on an adventure on Renavar. A strange sensation flowed through him in the same moment, the golden light expanding around their arms before wisps of light floated out and away. Varon held on as searing runes burned into his forearm. He grit his teeth and breathed out. The smell of iron was in the air. The pact is sealed. Rise now, bestowed, and forge your path to the end of the world, Envalin said, his tone carrying weight beyond what he had displayed so far. He stood straight and let go of Varon's hand. He raised his four arms and started moving his fingers into vaguely geometrical shapes, deep blue light appearing as a strange energy thrummed to life between his hands. The end of the world. I hope that's just a figure of speech. Any last advice? Varon asked. Be wary of monsters. Be wary of those not of your kind. And be wary of the night when the moon is brightest. That's all very vague, Envalin. I suppose it is,